Fact is, Zion, Shah Kiddush, and Yazaloshin. So it's trying to tell us the terrible sin of making a machloikis and forces you aside in itself and brings you to other babies. So, still now we're discussing Barichas, tremendous damage that is caused in this world and the world to come by speaking Lashon Hara. A Maisa, if a person is in a state of machloikis, aside from Lashon Hara, brings him to Sinas Chinam and anger, or in Asdvarim, saying things that insult people, albanas punin, embarrassing people, sometimes in public, Nikima, Nativa, jealousy, revenge, Klolot Alchinam, sometimes he causes other person to lose his panosa, and Chil Hashem could cause, is a very severe crime. And sometimes it brings Chanufa, you try to attract people to get involved in your side of Machlekes. So, Nitzonis, he scoffs the other side, and a person is late and says, Yisuyim Boim Alov. And the Yitzhar always in a state of Machlekes, justifies the Machlekes, so you're up against the very path of Yitzhar. Every Machlekes is a Shem Shammai. But what does Shammai mean? It means the Yitzhar of this person has to be stronger. This, we saw by Koyach, Tosin Vavim, they were great people, but they got dragged into it till they lost their lives. And he says this is one of the most powerful tools of the Yitzhar, which even affects people that are on a high level. When they get into the need of anger and trying to have power and override the other person, then everything becomes mutter, and all the Lashon Hara is with Toeles, and all the Kaat is Mekana, Vashem, whatever, every becomes a mitzvah. Forget about the Lashon Hara and Mechilas. So, because I had to stay away from Machlokes. Rav Shteyman told me he was already, by 90 years old, had a lot of experience. He told me he never saw anybody gain from Machlokes, no matter how Hashem Shammai in the prison. So it doesn't even pay to do it. Just makes a lot of pain and discomfort for everybody, combined with a tremendous amount of avarice.